106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. It's the long weekend. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Camping. Camping. The first official kickoff camping weekend, some might call it. And there's going to be a lot of people out and about in there. Probably RVs. A little cold for tent camping, but there's some hardcore people out there, I'm sure.
I wouldn't know. Not the biggest camper. Definitely May long weekend. I picture like the starting gun of a race for our tourism season when our main industry earns all its money for the year, and it always spells busy, busy, busy.
Camping, I mean, it's we have such beautiful surroundings and great campgrounds around here. What don't you like about it? I'm curious.
I enjoy our mountainous community, and I have an apartment to do that from. I'm just not a roughing it kind of gal.
Maybe the quote-unquote glamping thing. Have you tried, say, the Autentics in Banff National Park?
No, but that is the kind of camping I would like. I don't have to put up a tent. What I am good at is using an axe and starting a fire, which is on my resume, you know. But those Autentics are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I hate how they spell them. One should not be mixing lowercase and capitals throughout an entire word. That's just anathema to me.
Is that a veiled thing against Arts Place as well? Or
why do we gotta do this? Can't we just spell things the way they're supposed to be spelled? We don't just make words. Anyways. But Autentics, they're nice. They're nice. What I like about them is that all you really need to bring is your sleeping bag and supplies. They have bunk beds and mattresses, so you're not sleeping on the ground. Like the ones on Lake Minnewanka, what an amazing experience introduction to camping. But hey, you know what? If anyone wants to go glamping, I'll try that too.
Whatever you happen to be doing this long weekend, it's going to be busy. And the roads are going to be busy. Highways are going to be busy. A lot of people are going to be probably heading down the 93 South as well towards Kootenay National Park. A story about that in the Outlook this week.
This time of year, we need to all keep in mind wildlife. And 93 South in Kootenay has a lot of wildlife incidents on the highway. They've recently fenced portions of it. It's not just the wildlife effect. Vehicles are ruined. People get injured. Insurance, first responders. So Parks Canada down in Kootenay have no stopping zones. They have speed enforcement in place. If you read our story in the Outlook, there's some good advice about if you want to take a picture of an animal, here's how you do it. How far you park away. Don't leave your car. Use your photo lens.
Don't jam up the highway.
No bear jams. Yeah. That video that was going around this week from Yellowstone of the people on the bridge with mama black bear and her three cubs. Let's never, ever, ever have anything like that happen in our national parks that we love.